Hey everyone, and welcome to Murder and Mysteries with Megan. If you are new here, welcome. And if you're not new here, welcome back, and thanks for being here today. Today's video, we are going to talk about urban legends. I would explain urban legends as stories that are passed down through generations and around towns of certain events happening, whether to their cousin, aunt, or family member, to make it more believable. Stories that could be true and are told as they are. But there's no facts or anything to back it up. So, in the back of your mind, you're always wondering whether or not it was a true story. Kind of like the time my older cousin told me a story. We were swinging on the swing set at my grandparents' house, and he decided to tell me a story about his cousin, who I had never met, getting bit by a spider on her forehead. It laid eggs inside of her, and she thought that it was just a pimple, but it continued to grow day by day and it wouldn't pop. Finally, when she was working outside on a hot summer day, she went to wipe her brow when suddenly it popped. But inside was a bunch of tiny baby spiders. Ugh, I'm still terrified of spiders to this day. Well, these next urban legends we are going to talk about in today's video have crime reports about real-life circumstances that are eerily similar to the stories you have heard before and may have even kept you up at night or has you checking the back seat and under your car before getting inside. Number 1, the Alice Killings. An urban legend developed more recently than some of the others that we will discuss takes place in Japan. And perhaps is one of the most famous ones that circulate. The legend goes something like this. Between 1999 and 2005, a series of murders took place. There was no correlation between these five murders, in fact, they were completely different from one another, except for one thing. At every single crime scene, a single playing card was found. Each card would have the same name written: Alice. In whatever victim's blood that the killer had chosen that day. For instance, one of the victims was said to be a 29-year-old restaurant owner. She was naturally a social person and she had gone to a party. During the night, she disappeared after deciding to walk home. Her body was found the next morning on an overgrown path near her home. When she was found, a playing card was lodged inside of her mouth. No DNA, no fingerprints, and no evidence remained. While another victim was a singer in a wedding/bar performance band, this victim was said to have been abducted from his apartment. Video cameras saw a hooded figure in the area carrying a large trash bag out of his building. However, no one could ever find this potential suspect. The following week, the victim's body was found when the owner of a bar where the band had once performed open up to find this man's body slumped over at a table, this time the playing card being in his hand. These crimes were different people, places, circumstances. They were totally different. The only thing linking them were the playing cards that were left at the crimes. These crimes have never been solved. Now, there's never been any proof that this sequence of crimes actually happened in Japan. There is a case regarding a man in Spain named Alfred Galán Sotillo, who between January and March of 2003 murdered multiple different victims and would leave playing cards behind at the scene for investigators to later find. Now, don't worry, Sotillo was later apprehended and he's currently serving a 142-year sentence in prison. Number 2. Always check the back seat. There are many versions related to this urban legend of a killer in the back seat of a vehicle. From a woman stopping for gas and the gas attendant keeping her inside, telling her that a man had just slipped into the back of her vehicle, to versions kind of like this one. A young woman was driving home after a long day when suddenly a vehicle comes up behind her on a dark stretch of lone highway. The vehicle behind her flashes its headlights as she is driving in her car ahead. She decides to speed up, thinking they must be in a hurry. The car behind speeds up right along with her and flashes their headlights once again. This happens multiple times. So finally, the young woman pulls over to allow the seemingly impatient driver behind her to pass her by, and then they can go on their way. Well, as the vehicle behind her passes her by, they yell out the window, "There's someone in your back seat." Of course, by this time, it's too late, and the killer is in the back seat and has attacked the woman. Well, in 2013, something eerily similar happened to a 26-year-old woman. At around 6:20 a.m., she had stopped at a gas station. While the woman was inside, a man snuck inside the back of her van. Now, this man hid there until she got back in and drove away. At this point, he forced her to drive into an alleyway where she was assaulted, and then he forced her to drive to an ATM and withdraw money for him. The perpetrator then left the woman and her vehicle, where the police were then, of course, called to the scene, and she gave a description of her attacker. One employee at the gas station later stated that you could see on security cameras that her attacker had been seen checking other vehicles, seeing if they were unlocked before finding the van. Number three, Slender Man. Back in 2009, a man decided to enter a photo into an online Photoshop contest. Now, in this photo, you could see a creepy, tall figure that seemed to be lurking eerily behind in the background. When the photo was released, it seemed to have a life of its own. As the photograph circulated, stories of Slender Man with his blank face and long tentacle-like arms spread like wildfire. By 2012, the story of Slender Man was widely known and told. Even those who knew nothing of these things had even heard of this story growing online. It was said that Slender Man preyed on children, getting them to follow him. Well, it wasn't just that easy. The child would have to murder. Under one particular photo, the quote went like this: "We didn't want to go. We didn't want to kill them. But its persistent silence and outstretched arms horrified and comforted us at the same time." The story was so widely told that there have even been video games and movies based on this character. Unfortunately, with its popularity growing, two young teen girls became infatuated with Slender Man and his story, ultimately believing it to be true. On May 31st of 2014, Morgan Geyser and Anissa Wire lured their friend Peyton to the woods in Wisconsin. They then proceeded to stab her 19 times. The two of the girls claimed in court that they had to do this or Slender Man would kill them and their entire families. They had to do it for him. Luckily, even after being stabbed 19 times and being left for dead, Peyton survived, and both the girls were sentenced to serve time in mental health correctional facilities. Number four, is someone living in your attic? This next urban legend is one that we've all talked about. The feeling of someone watching you, something going missing in your home, or being moved around and you clearly remember leaving it somewhere else. Or even catching a dark shadow out of the corner of your eye in a dark room as you make your way to the bathroom or the kitchen to grab a drink of water in the middle of the night. Sometimes you may even hear noises that sound like they're coming from the attic or from other rooms, but you're all alone. We've all had experiences like this, right? Well, in 2008, for a man living in Japan, this was more than just a paranoid delusion. Things being moved around at first, but it was when the food started going missing when he really got concerned and thought that he'd get a home security camera to install around his house. After having the cameras up, the man reviewed the footage only to find that a woman had crawled out of the compartment and into his home. Police later identified the homeless woman and stated that she had been living in this compartment above the cabinet in the man's home for about a year before he actually caught her. In fact, it was rumored that she was actually in the cabinets behind him while he was reviewing the footage of her in his home. Number five, Candyman. I am sure a lot of you have heard the urban legend of Candyman, especially since there were even movies made about this one. In this urban legend, a man named Daniel had fallen in love with the plantation owner's daughter when he was hired to paint a portrait of her. When her father found out that she had fallen in love with him, he was enraged, had Daniel run out of town by an angry mob. Now, when they caught up to him, they ended up cutting off his hand. Daniel ended up succumbing to his injuries. However, before he did, he told them never to dare to say his name five times. In the movies, this urban legend shows that those who say his name five times in a row are grabbed through a medicine cabinet where his victims would ultimately end up killed. Coming through the cabinet and killing someone sounds a bit absurd, right? Well, unfortunately for a woman named Ruthie Mae McCoy, back in 1987, this was all too real. On the night of April 22nd, Ruthie called 911 from her South Chicago apartment. When she reached the dispatcher, she told them that someone was breaking in through the bathroom mirror from next door and that she needed help, that they had just knocked over the cabinet and they were on their way in. Despite her call to 911, it seemed as though no one took her concerns seriously. Even after a neighbor reported hearing gunshots, police still didn't want to break down her door, afraid of being sued. It wasn't until a couple of days later that the superintendent of the building drilled the lock and entered the apartment. They found Ruthie Mae McCoy had been shot four times and was killed. Upon investigation, they found that someone had indeed entered into Ruthie's apartment from behind the medicine cabinet. See, during the development of these old apartment buildings, they had left spaces that were covered in order to allow plumbers easier access to fix the pipes and things. By doing this, it made it easier for burglars and other criminals to access the apartments. Other eerie similarities to the urban legend that also coincided with this case, other than the killer entering through a medicine cabinet, were these. The Candyman's first victim, her name was Ruthie, too. She had also called the police, only to die alone, without any help, because people didn't seem to believe her and thought she, too, was just delusional. Well, guys, that's the end of today's video. What did you think about these urban legends and the true stories that were eerily similar to them? Had you heard of these? There are a bunch of other ones like these that I've come across during my research, including ones about government testing on and stealing children to witches' curses. So, if you like this video, make sure to give it a thumbs up or comment below so that I know to make more videos like this one. And make sure to hit that subscribe button and post notification bell so that you're notified as to when new videos come out on my channel. I hope you guys enjoyed the video and have a wonderful day. Until next time, my mystery lovers. Bye.